This is Senator Al Simpson. The IRS is cracking down hard on parents who take deductions for children who don't exist. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, 2 years ago, Congress began requiring that taxpayers report the name and Social Security number of any babysitter or daycare center they might claim for a write-off. This loophole was closed in order to force daycares to report income and pay taxes. But the IRS soon discovered, too, that 3 million parents also stopped making phony claims for babysitters which never really existed. For good reason, the IRS is now demanding that parents provide that same information for any child they claim as a dependent. And guess what? 7 million kids who never did exist have vanished. Our citizens have to pay what they owe. In the name of boosting your standing on all social issues, regardless of worth, you're surely not supporting tax fraud now, are you, Ted?
Al, the Internal Revenue Service hit pay dirt in their campaign against tax fraud. It's hard to believe that so many citizens intentionally cheat on their taxes by claiming deductions on their tax returns for children who don't exist. By cracking down on that abuse, the IRS is saving $3 billion a year. That blatant cheating is called IRS roulette. Citizens gamble that their tax returns will never be audited. Too many people get away with it, Al, because you and your right-wing budget-cutting friends in the Reagan administration slashed the IRS budget for law enforcement and made audits far less likely. Those fictitious deductions are one part of the so-called underground economy. As much as $100 billion a year in taxes go uncollected because of various types of fraud. The more we crack down on tax cheats, the less taxes honest citizens will have to pay. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on our collapsing healthcare system. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.